Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Mark Brabergan, Dane Zorko, filling in for Patton Hills, will be back on January 10. The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858. Chris Nelson, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Zorks.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. And you guys?
Good. You been doing any work?
Yes, been working hard, as you would hope, Mark, and imagine, and know. I'll be heading towards a big weekend of racing at Eagle Farm after a massive weekend at racing at Doomben last Saturday.
Spoke to Steph yesterday and spoke about Miami Fleiss's win. She was very impressed.
Well, we should all be very impressed with her because that was probably the ride of the day. It just panned out beautifully. I mean, she jumped from barrier 14 and she had that mare, one off the fence or too wide, however you like to put that, right behind the speed. And then she was there at the right time in the straight and pounced and raced away. She's a really good mare, but that was a top-notch ride. And I thought Steph's ride on Baller in the George Moore, although running second to Zeus Style, was good also because Zeus Style had a soft lead and Baller had to stay in some sort of touch, and he did. She kept him in touch. And at one stage in the straight, I thought he might run past, but unfortunately for her and Baller fans, Zeus Style just had too easy of a time of it in front. But that horse will race again on Magic Millions Day and be very, very hard to beat.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth there. Chris, yep. I was just about to ask you about Baller, but how do you reckon my mate's horse California Zuma went? Or Zuma California?
Very well. Very well. Running second to a very, very smart type in Far Too Easy, who's won 4 of 5 and should probably be unbeaten. Zuma California's won 2 of 3. Your mate's got a very, very good horse on his hands. Now, I don't know what sort of share he's got in the ownership, but Hong Kong would be calling with big numbers, surely.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
And the big goodbye didn't win on Friday, Chris.
No, beaten by Palayapan, which I did say to you, Mark, might
be
the case.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And Steph came second, so had words with her
well,
about
there you
that.
Go.
Had words with her about that. Incentivise, what you got on Incentivise?
Well, Incentivise pulled up lame, if you remember, in the Melbourne Cup. And then a couple of weeks after, we got the news that, nah, everything was okay. Well, apparently that's not the case because the horse is back up here. He went to the University of Queensland Vet Hospital at Gatton for a checkup, and that revealed he's got some injuries to both of his front suspensory ligaments. He could miss the Queensland Winter Carnival. There's some damage to his fetlocks, and he has to have another scan in February to see what the progression is. And it generally takes 3 to 6 months to heal. So I would say if that's the case, we'll be lucky to see Incentivise in the winter. Maybe the Melbourne Spring is the next time we'll see him, but we'll have to see what happens there. Check in maybe with Steve Tregay in a couple of weeks' time.
Barrier trials this morning, Chris.
Zorks, there are some rippers this morning. We've got Doomben. Yeah, we've got Doomben trials this morning. Now, the first two heats trials this morning are group and listed ones. We see Shooting for Gold go around, try and get a barrier certificate after his mayhem at the start there on Saturday. The horse is okay. Hopefully he'll go through that this morning and get that certificate. Crone goes around. We thought Crone was retired, but she's back. Minji, F Troop, they all go around in the first heat. The second heat, we see Isotope return, which is very exciting. Tie Zone, Desert Lord, etc. So two really good heats amongst the 20 this morning. And at Randwick in Sydney, we get to see Coolan Gadda go around in heat number 5. This is 8:05 local or 8:05 our time. Coolan Gadda's had one start, one at Randwick, won the Group 3 Gym Crack back in October, and it is a short price favourite for the Magic Millions, which is what, five or six weeks away. So all eyes on Coolan Gadda at 8:05 Queensland time this morning in Randwick.
Yeah, Boris Thornton was a bit lucky, wasn't he? I didn't speak to Steph about this that yesterday.
He was. Yeah, he was. He's got some cuts and bruises, etc., but no breaks, fortunately. And I did read this morning that there's every chance he may team up again with Shooting for Gold on Saturday, because Shooting for Gold's down to run in the Bribie. And if Boris gets a clearance, which is a good chance, then he'll be back on board. So what looked very, very nasty behind the gates there might turn out okay for both horse and rider.
I better let you go because you've got to get to work and get us a plethora of tips for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, why not? We've got Ipswich tomorrow, 9 races, so I'll come up with, 2 or 3 for you, Mark?
No, is that plethora. Pass, Mark? No, that's just a couple. We want a plethora of tips for tomorrow.
How many is a plethora?
7.
Yeah, more than 2 or 3, all right? Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.
See you, mate. Chris Nelson. The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. Head to queenslandsummercarnival.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858. Time now for the latest news. Thanks to Red Energy. Red Energy is proudly Australian. Call their Aussie team today on 131 806.